This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Delegate David Toscano represents the 57th District, which includes part of the county of Albemarle and the entire city of Charlottesville, and he joins us on the phone from his office in Richmond. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon. Is it snowing there?
It is not snowing. We haven't seen one bit.
Well, you know, there's a big storm brewing down here. It's called transportation, and it's all going to hit in the next little bit here. I think people have been waiting for this for a couple of weeks, and the main event is about to unfold.
Well, tell us the very latest then, because the last we heard, there was some type of agreement, some type of plan that the Republican leadership had proposed, but it looked to be fraying, and it didn't look like they were going to be able to hold it together. But what's the latest?
Well, yesterday, the House Republican plan reported out of appropriations, and it's still changing. So no one is quite sure exactly what it's going to look like when it hits the House floor, which will be either Saturday or Monday, and there'll be a full debate on that House plan. I can tell you that the sense is that the Senate has its own plan, probably not, will not be anywhere near the same as the House's plan. So we're setting up for another logjam and gridlock, and hopefully calmer heads will prevail. We'll be able to get something out of here that benefits the Commonwealth.
Delegate David Toscano, our guest. David, that's exactly what happened last year. The Senate was over here and the House was over there, and you know, the Republicans, they just couldn't agree.
They couldn't agree. I mean, the good news is that there has been some movement, however minor. The Senate has accepted the premise that it's okay to float some bonds as long as there's a way to pay them back for transportation. And the House, even though it's not agreeable to a general increase in taxes, has agreed to raise some fees and increase some taxes, particularly on diesel fuel. If the cooler heads can prevail and we can kind of get some movement in both directions, we might come out with a plan. The big worry that a lot of us have down here, however, is that the House plan relies on deflecting a lot of money out of the general fund over the next 5 years, $250 million a year for transportation. That's got to come from somewhere, and the concern is it might come from things like K-12 education, higher ed, mental health, public safety. And so we've got concerns about that, and they haven't really been addressed yet.
What do you think is the fate? There's some in the Senate talking about, a bipartisan group in the Senate talking about a new gasoline tax, not a per gallon tax as we have now, but like a sales tax kind of thing, that they're talking it could generate upwards of, you know, $600 million a year.
Well, when you start talking about a gas tax, you start generating large amounts of money. You put a penny on the tax at the pump, and you're talking about raising somewhere between $50 and $55 million for every penny. So you start raising money pretty quickly. I can tell you that the House Republican leadership is unalterably opposed to a gas tax. So in the House, with the Republican leadership, it's an absolute non-starter. The irony, of course, is that of all the taxes, it's the one that's most linked to transportation itself. The people who ride the roads, who drive on the roads, pay the tax. And a number of people who travel through Virginia pay the tax, so non-Virginians would pay that tax as well. So in some ways, it's the best tax of all if you have to have a tax at all to pay for transportation needs.
Delegate David Toscano, our guest. David, it can be sort of confusing, the reporting about the transportation quote-unquote solution. Hopefully there will be one. It can be sort of confusing for some folks here in Central Virginia because they start hearing about, you know, taxes on commercial real estate and some of the things that apply only to like Northern Virginia or Hampton Roads. How, for the folks here in Charlottesville and Albemarle and Central Virginia, what's going to affect, how will this affect us?
Well, it's not really clear how it's going to affect us yet, and that's one of the problems that people like Senator Deeds and myself have. There's not a lot in this package for Central Virginia, or at least that we can see yet. We're running some new numbers based on the bill that came out yesterday in the House Appropriations to see how much would be available for what is called the Culpeper District, which is the district that services our area. You got to remember in Albemarle County, for example, they're getting fewer and fewer real dollars to spend on maintenance in the county, and that's a real concern to them, justifiably so. There's been so much emphasis on Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads that some folks like us have not really are not going to get as much out of this, I think, as those two regions.
Delegate David Toscano of Albemarle and Charlottesville is our guest, and the phone lines are open, of course. If you have a comment or a question for Delegate Toscano, give us a call at 977-1070. David, update us about the minimum wage issue here in Virginia. I know that you had proposed legislation to get that up a little bit for the working poor, and there's also some talk at the federal level. What's going on?
Well, it's been my view for a long time that the federal government ought to raise the minimum wage. But I put in a bill last year and again this year that said that if the federal government won't do it, then Virginia ought to do it and join 29 other states and the District of Columbia in raising the minimum wage at the state level. Now, that bill last year died pretty quickly. But this year, it had a much longer life, and it really didn't get a chance to be considered by full committee on a 10-10 tie vote. It had a pretty full hearing in the subcommittee, and we presented some pretty strong arguments. And sometimes these things take time, so hopefully we'll have a run at it again. However, there is a bill that did pass out of the Senate committee on, I think, Commerce and Labor on a unanimous vote that would have raised the wage in Virginia by a dollar to $6.50, I guess it was. I think that's the bill. I don't know how that's going to fare on the Senate floor, but if that bill passes, it's coming over to the House, and hopefully we can get a floor vote on it so that people can state what they think about the minimum wage, and then, you know, then they can live with their votes with their constituents.
Is it going to be like skeet shooting where the House says to the Senate, pull, and the clay pigeon comes flying?
Well, I mean, with some of these Senate bills, they go to the House committee, and then you never see them again. So it's hard to know whether this will ever get to the House floor for a vote. I hope we can give it a shot.
Delegate David Toscano, our guest. How does it work vis-a-vis the federal bill? Does our law in here in Virginia say that that we correspond automatically to the federal wage laws?
Yes, we pretty much track it, and that's why we have to have legislation here to go beyond it if we want to.
And, of course, there is some talk in Washington that in the Senate they're going to put in some tax breaks on companies to make it more feasible for them economically, more comfortable, we should say, to increase these wages at the lower levels. And we'll see what happens. Delegate David Toscano is our guest this afternoon on Charlottesville Right Now, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. David, there were three bills yesterday in the House Rules Committee that were all summarily dismissed, all of which would have put a little sunshine on the House of Delegates and made it possible to watch the proceedings on television or on your internet. And the House Republican leadership killed all three of them.
And that's too bad. And, you know, one of these bills was put in by Delegate Landis. I had signed on that bill. I think a little sunshine is always a good thing. And, of course, you run the risk that proceedings are lengthened, but I think it's a risk worth taking. And I'm sorry those bills died.
Yeah, and we will speak with Steve Landis in the next hour on Charlottesville Right Now and get his take on it. It was full of irony. The Assembly Access website posted video of that vote and it wasn't a party line vote, of course, because Delegate Steve Landis, of course, a Republican, going against his leadership in suggesting and carrying this bill and voted for his bill, and we applaud him for that. There's a little bit of courage there, I think, to look at Morgan Griffith and say, I disagree with you.
Yeah, I think that's true, and there, you know, occasionally you get bipartisan support, and this is a bill that I support of his. He supported me on a bill that I had to help the 29 corridor that we got passed through the House. So there are some bipartisan efforts that occur, and I think we need to celebrate them.
Now, speaking of bipartisan support, there was a gambling bill, I believe, recently, this week, that received some bipartisan support, but eventually, I think it was killed, but there were folks on both sides of the aisle who supported this.
Yes, that happened today on the House floor. Delegate Hamilton had a bill in. He's out of Newport News. And that bill eventually got to the floor as a substitute for another bill. And it would have raised about $300 million a year by the expansion of some gambling opportunities in Virginia. It's not casino gambling, but taking some games that presently exist and expanding them in a way that would bring in some more dollars. That vote, I think that bill went down something like 52-47 or so. It was a close vote. There were a lot of Democrats and Republicans who voted for that bill. We're going to see that bill again because, you know, here's an opportunity to raise a substantial amount of money, and it might be a way that you could help fund transportation without dipping into the general fund and hurting education or public safety. But ultimately, it was defeated today, and we'll see what happens later on. I think we're going to see this bill again somewhere along the line.
David, who's defeating that bill? I mean, just quote-unquote Christian conservatives fighting gambling?
There's some of that, and I think, you know, a lot of people feel very strongly that gambling shouldn't be permitted in the Commonwealth. Of course, the public spoke in referendum many years ago and said it was okay, and, you know, I've got some qualms about it, too. But once the public says, well, we're going to accept this, then the question is, how far do you take it? And I don't think Virginia is ready for casino gambling, but this was a modest expansion of some gaming opportunities that would have brought in substantial amounts of money at a time where the Commonwealth really needs it to help with transportation and other needs.
David Toscano, a member of the House of Delegates representing Charlottesville and part of Albemarle County, is our guest. David, let's sort of change gears here from talking about policy and legislation and talk about sort of the dynamics and the politics of what goes on in Richmond. This is an election year. And all 140 seats in the Virginia General Assembly are up for grabs in November. And so everybody wants to, everybody in Richmond who intends to run again this year is trying to get as much as they can for their constituents and to bring home as much bacon and do the right thing and make their base happy. That can be challenging for Democrats in this environment when they're not in power. The Republican majority runs both the Senate and the House. Can you talk a little bit about perhaps freshman Democrats and what might be going on behind the scenes that we perhaps might not be reading about in the newspaper?
Well, the first thing I need to say is, you know, I'm still learning the system. I learn something new every day, and hopefully it'll help me do my job better as I go down the road. And the second thing is I've been very fortunate. People have been very kind to me, and I've gotten a lot of bills out with pretty good bipartisan support. That's not necessarily been the case for some other of my colleagues who have gotten bills to the House floor out of committee with very strong votes out of committees, bipartisan votes, only to see them die on the House floor or be re-referred to committee in order that they would meet a similar fate and not such a public way. Those have been folks in largely swing districts where perhaps the Republicans feel like they have an opportunity to win those seats back in the fall election. And, of course, if people don't come back with bills that they've had passed, it's harder for them to run. And so I think there's probably some of that that's going on. You'd like to think that every bill is considered on its merits and decided on its merits, but I think we'd be less than candid to believe that that's always the case. And there's going to be a little politics. That's what goes on down here. And I think the best tack I can take is try to figure out a way to work with the other side to get some things done and try to also push the envelope for my constituents who believe strongly about certain things like minimum wage or like try and find ways that we can manage growth more appropriately.
I know you don't want to get into specifics, but are they? It's no secret that the Republicans in Virginia are very unhappy with what's happening in Northern Virginia. The tremendous growth, Loudoun County population up 59%, and those voters that are moving in are largely voting Democratic, and sort of changing some seats up there. Are the Republicans specifically targeting freshman Democrats from Northern Virginia because of that?
Well, some people believe that. I mean, you might want to ask Delegate Landis when he comes on. I mean, I don't know what he'll say. There are a couple of my colleagues who I thought had pretty good bills that got to the floor, and when their bills got to the floor, they were summarily dismissed. But, you know, whether that's politics or not, it's hard to know. I mean, everybody wants to do a good job for their constituents and gets frustrated if they can't get their bills through, and some of it has to do with politics, I think we'd have to be honest in saying. And, you know, sometimes people do things that irritate the other side without even knowing it. When the House Republican caucus prevented subcommittee votes from being recorded, the Democrats went and started putting cameras in the subcommittee rooms in order to photograph the proceedings and get people on the record that wouldn't otherwise be on the record with a recorded vote. Now, that was perceived as transparency in government, but yet some folks down here took real offense at that. So it's, you know, it can get very touchy, and politics can be a contact sport, and hopefully bipartisanship will reign at the end of the day, but there's going to be some politics down here.
David Toscano represents the city of Charlottesville and part of the county of Albemarle, the 57th district in the Virginia House of Delegates. Have a very safe trip home this weekend. Good luck navigating the weather.
Great. It's always great to talk to you. And if people want to see me on the access, we've got a little film up on our website. You can just go to the website and see if you can click it in and show some of the debate about minimum wage in the subcommittee. It'd be kind of interesting for folks to see.
And your website again is?
Is davidtoscano.com.
davidtoscano.com, T-O-S-C-A-N-O.
Right.
Thank you, David.
Sure.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com and some juicy bits at WINA On Demand at WINA.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.